Did you ever have dreams of becoming a Hollywood star? Seeing your name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, all you needed was one big break, and Tinseltown is for you. Well, one young man who grew up in the Pays de Gex may be on that path right now. David Barbesky wrote a short film, which won a couple of awards, is now in Los Angeles, writing film scripts and getting paid for it. He may not be getting his name on the Walk of Fame anytime soon, but maybe he's getting there. I had a chat with him when he was back for the holidays and started by asking, how did a kid from the Pays de Gex end up writing movies in Hollywood?
Natural progression, I would say. First, I studied film production in the UK from that point on. I noticed, hey, I wrote a script. It's doing pretty good in festivals. Maybe there's something there. So I went to Los Angeles.
So that was your big break, wasn't it? I mean, the fact that you wrote a short film, and it won some awards. So what did it win?
It won at this festival called the Los Angeles Film Awards. There was plenty of other winners, but this one was in that category specifically. Okay. I thought it was pretty cool, and that's part of what enabled me to fund the movie and then get it made. Yeah.
Okay. So you got it. So what's the movie about?
The movie is about two World War I soldiers from enemy camps trapped inside of a bunker.
Right.
And eventually they become friends and sort out their conflict.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you wrote that, filmed it, and that's what's really put you on the, let's say, on the radar, as it were. Because now you're in LA, you are working as a scriptwriter. And I think many people have always seen the movies where LA is just full of screenwriters and actors, but they tend to be working in bars and restaurants, but you are actually in LA being paid to write.
Yes, I'm being paid, and it's also because it's out of necessity, let's put it this way. I got the artist visa, and when you sign up for that, you're only allowed to do the job you signed up for. So in my case, it was screenwriter and producer, so for I'm only allowed to do that.
Right. Sort of so you can't supplement income by flipping burgers at the McDonald's?
Not allowed to steal jobs from Americans who want to flip the burgers. Yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how's it going, though? You are being paid. I mean, you're living.
Yeah, I'm living. I'm paying rent. I'm making a living. I'm going out with friends. I'm not making millions, but right now,
not yet, anyway,
But right now, I'm able to make money while writing, which is a miracle in itself, and I'm eternally grateful for that. Yeah,
yeah. This really is. I have to ask because obviously people can't see you. I mean, how old are you?
I am 27.
27. Mm. David actually earlier told me that he met me at a school when he was still at school, but long time ago,
a while ago. Yeah,
yeah. I'm far more than 27. So you're 27, but you are living the dream. I mean, this is actually what so many people would actually imagine. That I'd love to do that, go to LA and work in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really as glamorous as that?
Yes and no. It's first of all, I am somebody from the Pays de Gex, so I'm used to the cold.
Right.
So for my taste, LA is, I'm just melting. You know,
it's way too hot
for my taste. Yes.
Right.
After that, it's not as glamorous because, well, it's a place full of introverts, isn't it? It's introverts and they pretend to be extroverts. I'm one of them, I will admit. But as a result, how do I put it? Relationship-wise, it's always going to be sort of strange compared to here or even in New York, someplace else. Yeah.
Is that a lot of people putting on a facade?
Yeah, it's a lot of people putting on a facade, and there's a lot of people always gunning for your job. Right.
Yes, of course.
And something I was told like the first 3 days I was in there was, don't worry, hang in there, because there's as many people pouring in as there are going out.
Right.
So, there it is. That's life in LA as in a nutshell. Yeah.
Okay, what are you working on right now then?
So right now I finished working on a project called Yatra, The Journey. It's in the festival circuit. It's going to come out soon. It's about an Indian widow who, it's basically Alice in Wonderland meets the Indian mythology.
Okay.
It's about a widow who needs to save the children in her care by going into this fantasy world and facing a bunch of demons and gods and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun writing it, yeah.
Okay, so you've written that. Is that now filming? Or?
So a short film adaptation of it has been filmed, and I've got a trailer, too. It's perfect. Yeah. But it's good to go, and now we're shopping the feature film around and see who if there's any takers.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what I can see, though, David, what you know, you're being very fortunate. I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah.
And at the age of 27, you know, come from the paid as you gone to LA, and you are being paid to write, which is phenomenal. Now, of course, many people will have these dreams of what they'd like to do, whether it be screenwriting or acting or singing or whatever. I mean, you know. What would be your advice to someone younger right now? That I'd love to get into that thing over there. What would be your advice to them?
Networking first and foremost.
Right.
It is a place full of introverts, and an introvert's response to hey social interaction is to go hell no, I'm staying home.
Right. Yeah.
That's the wrong mentality to have, because if you're invited to a festival, you go to a festival. Even if you don't have any red carpet pictures, you go there, you meet people.
Yeah.
You go to a coffee place, you meet people there. Network, go to meetings that have pizza, go to anything, go to a movie. Just meet people, because seeing as it is LA and everybody there is an actor and everybody there is a producer and everybody there is in the film industry somehow.
Right.
That's how you build a web, and that's how you get some work.
Okay. Yep. Yes. Get out there and meet people. Don't hold back.
Yeah.
And as you say, for many people, you say introverts. I don't mean for many people, making that sort of like strong effort to connect in that way is actually going to be hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, it's in my case, it's a bit of a disadvantage too, because I hate texting, right? Like, I'm in my mind, I'm still at those flip phones that you press three times for C, three
right.
times for D.
Right, okay, great, okay.
Yeah.
Even I've moved beyond that.
No, but for me, it was a hell of a step to go from that to anything that has a touch screen. But even then, I need to basically force myself and keep texting everybody, and which is great, you know, because they're friends. And
yes.
But it's you need to curate these relationships.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. So relationships and networking. Well, David, thank you for coming in. We wish you the best of luck for that. Now, we will put this on the website, and on the website you can see links to David's short film that won the awards, and also any other links that there of things that you're doing. So we'll put all of that up there, David, so people can see that. But David, keep us up to date, because actually I think we do want to hear from anyone who's making it big in LA from this region. So wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That was David Barbesky, starting his Hollywood dream from the Paid as Yex and now a screenwriter in Hollywood. You can hear that interview again and find the links to his projects on our website right now.